Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. Excitement is building in Rio de Janeiro Saturday as the Olympics are just getting underway.
We're from Norway. We're coming to see Norway women's handball against Brazil. And Norway is the defending Olympic champion. So, wow, we're going to win today, I hope.
More than 200 Olympic teams are competing, including the first ever team of refugees. Some spectators hope the games will have an impact beyond the final competition.
Well, I hope that the games elevate the country and elevate the situations here. That is my optimistic outlook.
Amazing!
But we have to wait and see for it. But my hope it is that the games do benefit to the country in the long run.
As part of the kickoff festivities late Friday night, a French luminographer decorated Rio de Janeiro's famed Christ the Redeemer statue to the excitement of spectators. Al-Shabaab waged mortar attacks in southwestern Somalia Saturday, killing a 15-year-old girl and wounding four of her family members. Witnesses say the militant group also fired mortars on the airport in the town of Baidoa. It's the second heaviest bombardment on the town by Al-Shabaab in just over a month. In July, two children were killed and 19 others wounded after heavy mortar attacks by the militant group. Authorities in northern France are investigating a fire at a birthday celebration where 13 people died and six were hurt, including one with serious injuries. This report says candles and sparklers from the birthday cake somehow ended up on the floor of the bar at Rouen, igniting the carpet. The incident comes with France already on edge after a string of attacks by terrorists affiliated with the Islamic State. This is VOA News. Election results in South Africa's two largest cities, Johannesburg and Pretoria, the capital, are still too close to call Saturday.